Thought it was a good team win we had tonight. We the first 59 minutes of the game, we were plus three in the turnover margin. We had one penalty, and our opponent hadn't gotten into the end zone. So, I told the team exactly that's obviously the way we'd love to play the game. The players had good discipline. Obviously, the last minute, we got to clean up the three personal fouls that we had. But I thought our defense played very well, it was a good win.
Sturgis' performance?
It looked like he kicked the ball well. I mean, he thought he kicked well. He looked like his kickoffs had good hang time, a good distance, and he was efficient when he kicked his field goals. Thought it was off to a good start.
Pretty obvious that you guys had inefficient first three series, and that fourth series was completely different. What was the difference there?
We got sacked once or twice. There was our protection didn't look great. We didn't run the ball well early. We were obviously sluggish, as you mentioned, Adam, early on offense. There's no question about it. And then we were able to put a drive together. But we got to do a better job starting on offense. I thought our defense started fast. I think their first three possessions they had 14 yards or something like that. So I thought our defense came out the gate pretty good, but we didn't do that on offense.
Is it just a matter of attacking the middle of the field because it seemed like that opened everything
up? No. I can let you know maybe better in a day or two. If it's that easy, we'll do it all the time. I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, again, I thought it was more protection. We had no rhythm. I mean, we took a shot on third and one. We wanted to kind of take a shot play there on third and one, which.
After the tough start to that last game and then the first few drives of this one, does it help for confidence or does it, at this point, does it not matter in the preseason?
No, everything matters. Every time they step on the field, it matters. Every repetition they get matters. There's no question about it. That being said, every week's a new week as well. But it certainly matters, and I think they feel a little bit better having had that successful drive there.
Joe, tackling was one thing you said you wanted to see improvement. How was the tackling tonight?
I think it was better. We certainly still missed a couple there, but I think it was better, no question.
Joe, for the last pass in Ryan's mind to be that one, the touchdown, how big is that moving forward?
Yeah, I guess it's good. I mean, I don't know. I don't put a ton of thought into that kind of stuff. I mean, it was good for us to get in the end zone as an offense. There's no question about it. But, we got to go back to work, take a look at the tape, make the corrections, and continue to improve.
A couple of plays, Mike Wallace seemed to be open one-on-one against the cornerback. Did Ryan miss him, or was he?
I can't say. We saw the same things on the pictures. But, again, I feel the protection early in the game wasn't very good. So I think sometimes when that happens, quarterback can get off his primary read. There were times he certainly didn't have time to set his feet and deliver the ball properly anyway.
The first time you got to see Mike out there today, did he respond well?
I thought he practiced well, and I think he did okay.
And how about Ryan? 5 for 9, 75 yards, one touchdown, no pick?
Yeah, he protected the ball well. Again, they were all first offense. Let's face it, they weren't all that clean in the game. You guys saw the same thing I saw. It was a good fourth possession, I believe. But early on, it was, it was a little dicey.
Is Jonas Green making a case to be your goal line back?
He seems to find a way. Yeah, he's got in the end zone. He's running the ball hard. The kid's, credit. He's worked hard, and he's had production when he goes into games. So you have to give him credit.
Will Davis, can you say that this is a kid with a nose for the football, or how do you interpret?
Well, as you know, he's got his hands on the ball, and I like the way he played that. I think it was kind of a boot action pass, if I'm not mistaken. It was on first and 10, I believe, and they went deep, and he tracked the ball very, very well, and he went up and caught it. Nice play. It was a nice play.
Take a couple more guys.
Brent Grimes, from day one, I guess, the training camp, he's been the cornerback over there. What did you see in him, other than his health,
He's played the techniques in the scheme that we've asked him to play. He's very bright. He has good instincts. And he's very decisive on the field. He doesn't waste a lot of steps or hesitate a lot. And he's just played very well.
Justin Keller, the two receptions, 46 yards, a touchdown.
Yeah, it was good to see him get the ball down the middle of the field a couple times, and it looked like a very difficult catch he made in the end zone. And happy to see him be involved in the offense.
If I told you get a 4-1 turnover edge, would you say that's likely to lead to a victory?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we didn't have any penalties. I thought our guys, we wanted to play a clean game. We certainly didn't play a perfect game. We got a lot of stuff we need to work on. But you know, when you're plus three in the turnover margin, and as I said, in the first 59 minutes, you have one penalty, which was avoidable. But if you have one penalty, you know, at least you know, you got a chance. You're moving forward. You got a chance to win games.